What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What in the world are the Pittsburgh Steelers doing? The Browns have a new, I keep getting corrected when I say dome, Daryl's saying a roof.
I say enclosed stadium.
Enclosed stadium.
Well, the reason I do it is because I have been corrected by people.
Yeah, so I guess we can't call it a dome anymore. To talk about that, and is the roster better than some people think? Sam Monson of the 33rd team, the Check the Mic podcast. Always great to have Sam on. Sam, how are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
It's great to have you. We love catching up with you. I should say you did have a series of tweets after it became official with the budget bill and the governor signing off on the state budget that the Haslams are getting their stadium, they're getting their roof, and they're getting the move to Brook Park, which, Sam, I know you probably haven't been to Cleveland, but it's right down the road. What is it, 8 miles?
12 miles there, from downtown, right across the street from the airport.
All right, there you go, Sam. So when you come into Cleveland, we've got a spot for you, and you're going to be able to come in January for a playoff game eventually where you can wear a T-shirt and flip-flops. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, it looks like it's going to be a pretty impressive facility, another kind of top-end, state-of-the-art setup. I think it's unfortunate that we're losing weather games. Now, look, I'm saying that from somebody that doesn't attend the weather games generally and sits on a couch watching them where they're great to watch. But I just think this sort of quest to slowly and surely sanitize football and make everything a 67 degree indoor, no wind event is kind of a shame. Like, there should be some home field advantage. There should be some weather in January. There should be cold and maybe some snow. And I think it's a little bit of a shame that we're eliminating that from football.
Well, Sam, that's interesting you say that. We have had a ton of debates on this show about what is real football. And, of course, in Northeast Ohio, you know, we played clips of John Facenda, the old voice of the NFL, talking about the unforgiving winds off of Lake Erie and all those games in the 60s. And, of course, we know about the Ice Bowl and, you know, which made football football. Today, you're talking about a sanitized version. But I always do question, do you want football to be played at its best? Or it sounds like you think football is best when you have a lot of different kinds of football.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think variety is probably a strength of football. I mean, that's, to me, I don't think there's any one thing that is football. It's not, you know, a miserable slog in rain and horrible conditions and slop, nor is it a high-octane arena game where teams are going back and forth and scoring, you know, 60 points each. It's everything. It's all of it, right? Like, we think, as you said, you start going through like the NFL Films archives and some of the most hallowed games in there are weather games. They're cold, they're frigid, it's horrible. But equally, you've got that, you know, ridiculous Rams-Chiefs game where everyone, you know, when there was nothing but points and that was like an arena football game. They're all football, right? But if we put everybody in a dome, we're eliminating half of those games and we're just making everything like the arena type game. And maybe that's a better thing for today's NFL where we are getting more pass happy and more like arena league. But that's not to say that's going to be the case in 10, 20 years time. Maybe the game will swing back and, you know, head in a different direction. And suddenly it is more conducive to those weather games. So look, I think the more different types of football exist, the better. I think the more it becomes all one big homogenous thing, the less we lose a little something.
Sam, how do we wean the owners off of the public taxpayer right now? I'm looking at the current stadium deals that are underway. The Browns are hoping to get over $1 billion for their project. The Bengals are going to get a significant amount of public dollars. You know, the Commanders over $1 billion, the Bills almost $1 billion, the Titans over $1 billion, Jacksonville $775 million. Like, how the economics of the game have changed, but where the owners are making more money, but the philosophy of leaning on the public dollars to fund this stuff has not changed. So how do you get these owners off of the free public money?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the only two ways of doing that are public outcry and regulation. I mean, Andrew Brandt used to have this great line of the NFL likes to socialize the costs and privatize the profits of these types of things, right? Whereas ideally what you would like is the opposite way around. We, you know, the billionaires pay the big investment for the stadium and the thing that benefits everybody else. But unfortunately, I think the NFL, they kind of let this, they opened the door to this when they were so happy or amenable to letting teams move cities, you know, and when that became a real threat, and obviously Cleveland knows that better than almost anybody else in the NFL, when that became a legitimate threat and something that could happen, they were able to hold cities and municipalities hostage. And they can say, look, if you won't pay this privatized amount of, or this public amount of money, this extra subsidy to us, there's another city who will, you know, and we are happy to take the team there. And so there's not much you can do about it. And the only counter to that is, you know, enough of an absolute public outcry that they wouldn't dare do that. And if you look, this is different, you know, across the pond, say, you look at soccer and the English Premier League, and nobody would ever dare try and move a Premier League team. There's fan revolts when they try and up the ticket prices for Premier League teams. You know, like the outcry of the fan support has caused pretty significant rollbacks of plans for those teams, not, you know, moving the franchise, if you like, the actual team, but, you know, stadium plans or things like that have changed because of public outcry. Again, I think it's slightly different over here. I think the closed nature of the NFL, like the fact that there's only 32 franchises, the fact that you're not in danger of having a team relegated if things go really badly and the fans stop showing up, like they're insulated from that kind of threat. But that's the only way to stop it, is to have enough people rally against it, or to have some kind of greater power, you know, government or whatever, step in and try and regulate this and try and push back against it.
Sam Monson with us. We have been debating with our friends in Pittsburgh over the years, Miles Garrett versus TJ Watt. I think it had been pretty even for many years.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now I don't even think it's close based on what I saw last year, really the last 2 years. With that said, could the Steelers actually be contemplating a TJ Watt trade?
They could be, but it wouldn't make an awful lot of sense to me. I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers. You're in the same position the Jets were the last couple of years. You've got Aaron Rodgers now. It's a very short-term move. It's a gamble, right? They push their chips into the middle of the pot. It makes no sense whatsoever to make yourself worse during that period of time. You know something significant is going to change at the end of this Aaron Rodgers experiment. So the only thing that makes any sense is trying to be as good as humanly possible this year, the 1 year you know you're going to have this quarterback that you think has the chance to make noise. It doesn't make any sense to me to make a move for the midterm or the long-term future, even if you think it's better for that period, you need to be focused on the short term because that's all that matters as long as you have Rodgers. So, yeah, a team I'm sure could come in with a massive offer and that would make them, think about it and entertain that call. But I think they'd be crazy to be actively trying to move him.
What did you make of it started out as a small trade, ended up being a much bigger one. But what'd you make of the moves with the Steelers and the Dolphins and, Jalen Ramsey and Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I mean, I understand Miami's side of it much easier. The relationship with Jalen Ramsey was effectively burned over. It was going to result in him playing somewhere else. So given that situation, I think they've done pretty well to turn that into a player like Minka Fitzpatrick, who isn't coming off his best season, but is still a very, very good safety. And it's a different regime from when they drafted him and they really didn't know how to use him. They know how to deploy him now. I think they've done pretty well to get him. The Jonnu Smith thing felt like a salary cap dump, or a salary dump rather. I'm not sure that Mike McDaniel wanted that, but evidently other people within the building did. And so I get that part as well. Pittsburgh's side, I think it's a little harder to understand because, Minka Fitzpatrick is such a good player for them and has been, and that's what they've had to give up to make this happen. But Jalen Ramsey, I think, has been a better player for most of his career at a more valuable position. So from that perspective, it's been costly and it's definitely not without sacrifice, but theoretically, it's probably a net upgrade for them. The Jonnu Smith thing, I think, makes sense because it didn't cost them much. And, Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, seems to love him. So that part makes sense. It's a complicated one. It's a little difficult to understand what exactly each team is doing, sort of strategy-wise. But you can see the logic for both sides.
Sam Monson with us. The Browns rookie class. What were your thoughts? Obviously, Andrew Berry has had a little bit of trouble with the drafts over the years. And then one of the players that was an excellent choice, JOK, unfortunately, his career right now is kind of hanging in the balance. He's going to miss this year. So what do you think of these rookies this year?
I really like the players that they come out of this draft with. The criticism, if you want to level one at them, is look at the positions that they addressed and more to the point didn't address with this draft. You could go through their draft and say, well, where is, the offensive lineman? Where is the various other positions that we wanted to address? Why did we go for these low value positions like running back and linebacker and that kind of thing? And look, that's a reasonable criticism to throw at them, but it's also the same criticism everybody was throwing at the Detroit Lions a couple of years ago, when their first four picks were all of positions of quote unquote low value, and all four of those guys are stars right now. So I think you can look through this draft and say Mason Graham has a case to be one of the best players in this entire draft as a prospect. And to get him in addition to a first round pick next year, I think is fantastic business. I really like the combination of the two running backs they drafted in Judkins and Dylan Sampson. And then I think the quarterback approach, it's unconventional. It's not what they planned. You know, clearly they didn't go into this draft with a vision of getting two of these quarterbacks on day three, or, you know, lower down the draft, day two and three. But I think the combination of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders as a gamble, as a roll of the dice, as just a hedge to try and get to next year when you have the two first round picks is a really good result. I mean, you know, most people had Shedeur Sanders as a guy that was probably going to go in the first round going into the draft. And if not the first round, then sometime in the second round. It's hard to look at, it's hard to come to the conclusion that getting him in the fifth is bad business.
Kevin Stefanski's had 10 different starting quarterbacks. He's staring down the barrel of a fourth different week one starter in his six seasons here, depending who wins this competition. How long do you think the leash is for the Stefanski-Berry regime here in Cleveland, all things considered, when you talk about such instability at the most important position?
I think it should still be reasonable. You know, my podcast co-host, Steve Palazzolo, likes to use the line that, you know, if you Andrew Berry has done a really good job outside of the worst single decision that's ever been made in the NFL. and Deshaun Watson move, literally the worst move that's ever been made in NFL history. But outside of that, he's done a really good job. And if, you know, if everyone agrees that that was kind of an owner motivated move, you know, particularly if ownership agrees that, and they've, you know, they've sort of said various things indicating that there's some appreciation of that, then you probably don't blame Andrew Berry too much for all that. And so I think he should still have a relatively decent runway here to make moves happen. The way that they've come out of this draft, they are set up well for next season, you know, and maybe this year will be painful. Maybe there'll be a revolving door at quarterback. You know, they'll maybe start with Kenny Pickett and then go to one of the rookies and maybe go to the other rookie, and it could be ugly, but it's all about just buying time to get to next offseason when you've got two first round picks and there might be a quarterback you like at the top of that draft. You know, and it ultimately, if they come out of next April with a first round quarterback that they believe in and they think is the future, you know, then you have that future. You have that hope to sell people and say, you know, now we can move on from this, you know, ridiculous Deshaun Watson situation and move in a proper direction again.
Sam, great stuff as always. You're a great follow. Check him out at Sam Monson, NFL on X, and of course his podcast, Check the Mic. We look forward to having you on again. Thanks, Sam.
Anytime. Take it easy, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.